have at CPAC 2021. Of course, the big closing act, former President Donald Trump coming in on Sunday. And we'll be here Sunday, so we'll give you a complete review of everything that happened. Every year we get together with Andrew Langer, president of the Institute for Liberty. He puts together a group of broadcasters, primarily radio folks, to talk about what's going on. And he always brings in the most fascinating people. I mean, honestly, the most fascinating people to talk about topics that matter. Last night we were talking about the military and the fact that fighter jets and military aircraft are in bad shape for America and it needs to be addressed. And we'll be talking about that going forward. But he's with us this morning. Andrew, welcome to it. Good to have you.
You know, Steve, thank you so very much for coming to the dinner last night. You know, it's just always good to get our guys together and just chat about stuff generally, because we always, you know, always have good discussions just sitting around the table with people you only see once a year. It's like getting together with, you know, you a gang of guys or a gang of friends you hang out with. You never get to see. Just being able to sit down there is just such a fun thing to do.
Well, I completely agree with that, and you're right, because you bring in the most fascinating speakers, but it's the conversation, you know, for an hour, hour and a half, or longer sometimes, because we're talking to different broadcast professionals from all over the country, and you kind of compare notes. Well, what are you seeing where you are? What are we seeing here? And one thing we're seeing pretty much across the board, unfortunately, Andrew, is censorship, deplatforming, the attack on conservative thought and principles at every angle. It's happening where you are, and tell the folks where you broadcast from, because your perspective, even though from a different angle, is looking at some of the same stuff.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm on in addition to doing my Institute for Liberty stuff, I host on WBAL News Radio 1090 out of Baltimore. I do a Saturday show. I do fill-in work. And, of course, Maryland's in a unique position because we've got this governor who is, I don't like using the term rhino. He's certainly unique. You know, Maryland's a state in which Democrat registrations outnumber Republicans by 2-1. Democrats have put up in the past a couple of really incompetent candidates the last two cycles. So Larry Hogan was able to win. He's got a good approval rating, but it is really interesting because you get little things like Larry Hogan never had a good word to say about President Trump while he was in office. And here we have, was always critical of Donald Trump's COVID-19 response. And yet here you have the big scandal that broke this week, over the last 2 weeks, really, about Andrew Cuomo in New York. Larry Hogan said nothing about Andrew Cuomo's incompetence, which is just bizarre. And like every other state, right, we were talking about what's been going on up in Michigan with COVID. I mean, Maryland's largely in the same boat, and it is hugely problematic, for everybody, going forward over both the near term and the long term. In terms of sort of the lack of a coherent and logical COVID response.
Now, one of the big problems for Andrew Cuomo is that his political problems seem to be contagious, because it wasn't just Andrew Cuomo sending, you know, elderly patients back to the nursing homes that were COVID positive. That happened in New Jersey. It happened in Pennsylvania. It happened in California. And as you mentioned, it happened in Michigan. And I'm seeing calls now for Governor Gretchen Whitmer to be investigated, because one of the first things she did, and I don't know if this was true in New York and elsewhere, one of the very first things done in Michigan was they said, no, we're not going to fill any Freedom of Information Act requests, no FOIAs, none. We don't have time. And so they pulled the curtain shut tight and said, nah, we don't have time to deal with that, and then did things that have left a lot of people, Republicans and Democrats. That's the other thing about the Democrats calling for Cuomo to step down now. And, of course, now you've got the allegations of sexual misconduct or predatory, you know. So you've got that on top of everything else. You just throw that in the mix for Andrew Cuomo, the Emmy Award-winning governor, having big problems.
Isn't it interesting? You bring up the FOIA request. And I could talk a little bit about an issue with, you know, that was uncovered through in Maryland, they call it a Public Information Act request. But in terms of not being able to sort of noodle, you know, to respond to these, I'm reminded of a 1992 Supreme Court case where the opinion was written by Sandra Day O'Connor, in which she warns about making policy in a crisis and how the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions, specifically because we have to resist the temptation to concentrate power in one branch as the expedient solution to the crisis of the day. You know, Sandra Day O'Connor was warning us that when you make policy in a crisis, you get bad policy. And, you know, situations like this, it gets compounded by you know, the idea that someone like a Whitmer administration or a Cuomo administration or whatever else would be resistant to responding to FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests, because they don't want to get the stuff uncovered. Isn't it a convenient pretext? We just don't have time to respond to these things. Well, unfortunately, if we know that bad policy is going to be made in a crisis, we know that bad policy has been made in a crisis, the only way we can act as a check on that power is by knowing what bad policy was done, and the only way we can do that is through a FOIA request process.
And if those are denied, if those are, like I said, you bring the curtain shut, you slam it, and you say, we're not answering any questions. That was step one for Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. And obviously, you know, her policies were just as disastrous. Maybe not to the extent, but Michigan doesn't have the population. So and I agree with Senator Day O'Connor. You cannot make policy decisions. You don't go shopping at the grocery store when you're really hungry. You make bad decisions, right?
That's exactly right. And the problem then becomes compounded when you have courts, and I don't think, you know, most judges didn't think when they took their judgeships, and I don't know, some of them are lifetime appointments, some of them are elected, but whatever, they didn't sign up for this idea of having to sort of decide these central issues. At least they didn't realize this. And so, you know, having to figure out how much leeway to give their friends in power during a crisis, they get scared to make these decisions and alienate sort of the elitist class. That's incidentally something that I've been really talking about quite a bit on my own show. I've got an op-ed that I've drafted on this, is that the double standard, the two sets of rules for the elites and for the rest of us, which is hugely problematic.
A lot of people would say there's no rules for the elites, no rules at all, and that's kind of the way a lot of us see it. I got to leave it right there, Andrew. Tell the folks about the Institute for Liberty real quick where they can find it.
www.ichooseliberty.org. Catch me on Saturdays on WBAL.
ichooseliberty.org. Andrew, thank you again for the invitation. We'll talk again soon, my friend.
Always, Steve. Have fun at CPAC.
There you have it. Andrew Langer, everybody, Institute for Liberty. Good stuff. And we're going to be talking about those aging American planes in our fleet in the days to come. We'll be right back from CPAC 2021.